Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. Live from Studio A, it's Bob Schneider and Smile Smile. Welcome, everyone, to WCBE.
Hi. Hello. Thank you. Hello.
So great to have you here. We're going to give a CD away of Bob Schneider's latest, Lovely Creatures, and Smile Smiles as well. They have a brand new one out, and it's Truth on Tape.
$150 value that people are going to about to cash in on just by listening to this station.
And this is public radio, so you know what they should do?
Use that $150 to support the station.
Exactly. There you go.
They won't,
Bob Schneider, do you support your local public radio station?
You know, now that they do have that thing where you can just text in your donation, that's way to go.
There you go. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's probably quicker, too.
Well, otherwise, I mean, I'm not going to do anything like that takes any effort to support something. But if I just have to text a number and I'm donating $10 or $5, I'll do that.
And that's
over
all we
and
ask.
Over again.
You know, it's simple. So, yeah, there's $150 value with the tickets, the two CDs. It's a way to go.
Yeah.
And doors are at 7 o'clock tonight. Then Smile Smile will go on at 7:30. Bascom Hill, they were here earlier performing. So,
cool.
Got a great day of live in studios.
Ryan was saying that I haven't seen Bascom Hill yet because they just joined the tour last night. And I'm looking forward to seeing them tonight. But Ryan was saying that they bear some resemblance to Daughtry. Is that true?
You'll have to ask these guys. Daughtry. Apart from,
like, that's the vibe.
We're talking about Bascom Hill. Where? What are we talking about right now?
Yeah, Bascom Hill.
Okay. Daughtry is the name of not Daughtry.
No, that's who they
Daughtry.
Were kind of reminded me
yeah,
of.
He was,
oh.
Yeah.
Which is great. Daughtry's had a ton of
success. Mike, would you be the? He has no idea.
Okay.
All right, we got to get down to business here, guys.
I'm
you were tardy.
Okay.
All right.
We blame everyone else but ourselves.
Here we go. All right. Let me start this over. 7:30, Smile Smile, Bascom Hill, who just joined the tour.
Who may or may not sound like Daughtry.
Bob, can't wait to see him. And then Bob Schneider goes on at 9:30. So get there early to check out Smile Smile. We're going to hear a couple of songs. Hopefully we can fit in a couple from each of you guys. And do that little giveaway, special giveaway, after this first song. Bob Schneider's going to start us off. Tell us about this song and,
This is a song called 40 Dogs. Which I think you guys have been playing, right?
Yeah. So do you own 40 Dogs?
Do I own 40 Dogs? Actually, 40 Dogs is a reference to some hip-hop nonclimature. How do you say that?
Just like you said it.
Nonclimature?
Uh-huh.
Nonclim?
That's it.
Verbiage? I don't even know how to say the word.
I was cheating again earlier because you guys were interviewing him. And
I need to work on my vocabulary. Anyways.
It's about some malt liquor.
It's malt liquor. 40 Dogs is 40 ounces of malt liquor, and cigarettes go well with malt liquor, I found.
So this was a treat that was after work in your college days, or?
This was post-college days where that was my dinner, was 40 Dog and a pack of cigarettes.
And that was the first single off this Lovely Creatures album, and that's what you're going to play for us right now?
Yeah.
All right.
If I yell it out, if I spell it out, will you hear me when I tell you about what I have to say before it gets too late? 90s is a set beat, but there's something right about you and me. Something right about you and me. You're the color of a bird brook, color sideways up from an uncovered cop in a comic book. Color of a storm in June, you're the color of the moon. You're the color of the night, that's right. The color of a fire moon. Color of the color part of the Wizard of Oz movie. We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs. And cigarettes were like good times that haven't happened yet, but will. And I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls in to the sea. We'll be living. Now the boys taking you for granted, tell you what they want with their eyes all slanted. I don't like the way they look at you. I don't like the way they talk to you, no. I don't like the way they talk to you. I wouldn't let them talk to you like that. put them on the pile, reach for the ceiling, tumble down the wall. Damn it, I don't really need no crimes, just dreams we're stealing. Anything to get more than this feeling, you take the high and I'll take the low. We'll get there before you know it, ain't got no time to waste. We've got too much life to take. We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs and cigarettes. We're like good times that haven't happened yet. And I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls in to the sea. We'll be living ever after happily. Sometimes you remind me of a moonbeam, or the ghost of a moonbeam out on the beach, down by the coast, slipping through the night like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Come out tonight, come out with me, baby. Throw the cavalry into the craze. Turn the sky black into a sky blue. Turn the color shade into a hoo. We're like Romeo and Juliet. We're like 40 dogs and cigarettes. We're like good times that haven't happened yet. I can tell you where we're gonna be when the whole world falls in to the sea. We'll be living ever after happily.
40 Dogs, live from Studio A. It's Bob Schneider, and joining them today, Smile Smile. They've been on about 40 dates together already, 2 weeks at a time, and I hear that's kind of your rule for family reasons.
Yeah, I try to not stay out for more than 2 weeks. We've been getting it down to like 12 days even. Yeah, I've got a five-year-old at home, and I hate being away from home for very long. So,
And he kind of helps. You guys been writing some songs together here and there?
We have written like 6 songs together, which has been pretty fun. And we've been like doing art together and stuff. It's pretty fun. He's like my little sidekick now. It's really fun hanging out with him.
And The Lovely Creatures, it's been out for about a year now, but you're already ready and putting down another one, and it's going to be out in the new year, early new year?
It should be out in the spring. We just finished recording it. We're in the middle of mixing it right now, so usually takes a few months for them to set it up, and so probably March.
All right. And having a five-year-old and, you know, having fun writing songs, and some of them I'm sure are, you know, part co-written on this album maybe, but any word of a children's album maybe coming out?
I'm gonna definitely put out a kids record at some point. Like I said, we've only got 6 now, so when we get like enough for a whole record, I'll put one out.
And talk a little bit about, you guys are all part of the Singer-Songwriter Club, right? And but will you tell us about it, how it works? And it's not based just in Texas or anything like that, right? It's all over.
It's all over, and basically Bob sends an email every week to those of us who are on that list, and with a line, and we have to put that line in a song, and everybody records a song every week with that line or phrase or word, and then you just reply all, basically, and these songs come from all over the U.S., and it's really cool, and, you know, Jency and I were both, you know, very, I'm going to say honored. I'm gonna say honored just
awesome.
To be part of it. I mean, that it's insane, the people, the talent on that list to do that.
So who is part of the Singer-Songwriter? I know Steve Polte was here talking about this, that you guys
I mean, we've got some pretty serious songwriters. Neil Young is doing it, and Paul Simon, and Sting just joined.
Right. McCartney's slacking.
Yeah, is he not putting out the material?
We got super excited when Sir Paul joined the group, but so far he hasn't turned in anything. I guess he's kind of old, so
yeah.
I guess it takes him longer to write songs.
And I feel like he's intimidated by my songs.
Yeah.
Like maybe he heard,
I don't blame him,
one of mine, and then he didn't want to do it.
Oh.
So what if I threw out a line?
Sure, let's hear it.
Or just a couple words?
Sure, let's hear it.
This is public radio, right? But are you going to give something right back, or are you?
Well,
gonna,
we'll tell you if we want to use the phrase or not. That's usually the way it works. It's like, keep thinking, or let's hear
trying.
It. What do you got?
Salty Girls.
Salty
Girls.
Salty Girls.
You were what talking else you got?
Something you can't.
Yeah.
Give me something.
You didn't like that one?
Uh-uh.
I thought you would like that one.
I see that going wrong real fast.
Jinxie.
Be sorry.
Jinxie, you're going to fall down.
She just fell off her. She's been drinking.
She's hammered.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay.
I'm an alcoholic.
Let me think of something while Bob's going to play another song, and then we'll see what's going on with Smile Smile, which is Ryan and Jinxie. Jinxie here today. And what's this next one you're going to do, Bob?
This is called Blue Mountain.
I'm gonna ride the train through the Blue Mountain, through the rain and down to the sea, to the bottom of the ocean, where forever be. I will lay down in the salt grass. They see or said my name, singing songs about tomorrow, where all the good times used to be. And I will build me a castle there, made out of coral and stone, below the world where my true love sleeps. That is where I'll make my home. And I'll make a friend in Jesus, and he'll make a friend in me, and we'll form a band and move down to Ohio. And the whole wide world will want to come see us, not because we're rocking, and not because of me, or any of these songs that I've written. No, just to get a good look at old JC. But I won't mind, hell, I'll take their money. Lady, man, the ladies tell you ain't never seen such ladies. They'll be all mine for the taking. Oh, and this will make me happy. And I will shine.
Schneider live from Studio A, and also joining them, Smile Smile, Ryan and Jinxie. They'll perform tonight over at Outland Live. And you're going to say something sassy.
I'm just watching. The lights are lighting up. The switchboard is lighting up with callers.
You can't see. It is. 821-9223.
It's exciting.
$150 value.
Yeah.
All going back to WCBE with a good donation.
But if you're not lucky enough to be the winner of those tickets, you should still come to the show, because it is going to be a hoot.
It is a fun tour.
I bet. Yeah, on the bus together, guys.
On
the
bus together.
From, you know,
everybody's had sex with everybody so far.
Except for me.
Wait a second.
Yeah. By me, she means everybody's had sex with her. Not yet.
Not me.
Because we all love each other.
I can't stand it.
Switching directions now. Smile, smile. Well, there is kind of a love connection there.
It is kind of.
It's
kind of
like Fleet. It's kind of like
let's
Fleetwood.
Tell the truth.
It's like Fleetwood Mac 1978 on the bus.
Well, you can literally ask us anything and we will tell you.
Smile, smile. First, this is the second album from you guys, right? Together.
It is.
You were together for the first one and apart for the second one.
Correct.
In terms of
and being then together in a relationship.
Again, together for the third.
I'm not talking to you right now.
Busted.
Let's Ryan speak.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
So tell us what happened, and the theme of this album is kind of through your relationship together, right? The latest one.
Yeah, it became this accidental concept record because it tells a story of our breakup from beginning to end. What happened was we were dating, we released a record, and it became, you know, our job. We were lucky enough to be able to be a band and do it and, you know, get started living our dream, if you will. But along the way, that relationship didn't really work out, and Jincy moved out of the house we were living in together, and I would write these really sad, kind of mean songs and email them to her, kind of to show her like how much she hurt me. And her response to this was to write a harmony, like sing a harmony and write a piano part and email it right back.
Hey, it worked.
So it became, it became kind of this contest, like, oh, that one didn't get her. Well, maybe I'll try again. Anyway, never in a million years did I think I would be touring the country with Bob Schneider singing songs to Jincy about what she did to me and our breakup. But, you know,
about what you think I did to you.
Yeah, well, we all know.
Luckily, I have such a cold black heart that this album.
Yeah.
It's Ryan and Jency. They are Smile Smile, and they're with Bob Schneider live from Studio A. And okay, so 6th Street, you guys aren't from Austin. I know you are, Bob. I'm afraid to talk to you.
We're from Dallas.
Dallas, okay. Mm-hmm. So many people know about South by Southwest now. Uh-huh. And you've been there for a while, Bob, in Austin. So I know it's gotten bigger, but what is the difference, your dislikes and likes of the South by Southwest these days?
Well, originally, South by Southwest was this idea where bands, unknown bands, would go to like have industry people be around to showcase. And you'd hope that you'd, you know, hook up a network with people that could help you with your career. Now, it's sort of become this thing where once you're established and you're already signed, it's a way to generate some interest in a band. So it's completely shifted the whole dynamic. But for a while, I was a little upset about it because it was like, well, there's all these bands who need to be noticed. But now I'm like, I don't really care about any of those bands or anything because there's plenty of bands in the world already. And now I just go and enjoy it because it's turned into this incredible party. And there's so much great music and so many like just rock and roll people walking around the streets. It's just really exciting. Everybody's dressed up and there's a lot of electricity in the air. And it's really a special time to be in Austin. It's a great city, but then South by Southwest just kind of like throws gasoline onto that fire, and it's really fun.
And you never know who you're going to see or who you're going to run into. It's insane.
And the Austin Music Festival now, Austin City. What's the city? I can't.
Austin City Limits.
Thank you. Yeah, on PBS. And now there's a festival. You know, that's grown into something.
The festival is the best. I think it's the best live music festival in the country now, the way it's set up and the way it's run. It's just, they've really done a good job with it.